As we begin this morning, I don't want to jump right into the book of Acts where we normally would be. I want to look at a topic that has just become fresh and new and alive to me this morning. Sometimes people ask me, do you ever learn something new? And when I get over being offended, I say, well, yes, frequently I learn something new. And today I learned something from looking at the Greek of places that I normally don't look at every word in the Greek. And it has to do with where we are in the calendar today. So I want you to open up your Bibles to two places and put a little finger or a pencil or a pen at each of the two places because we'll flip back and forth. The first place is Acts chapter 20, and the other place is Leviticus chapter 23. And let me just give you a little background while you're turning there. Whenever you say to somebody in the traditional church, why does your church meet on Sunday and not on the Sabbath? The first question you usually get is, what do you mean, not on the Sabbath? Sunday is the Sabbath. To which you then say, on what day did Messiah arise? On Sunday. Yes, and the scripture says it was the day after the Sabbath. How can the day after the Sabbath be the Sabbath? And then when they get over that shock, they will usually say, but the apostles met on Sunday, and I can prove it from the Bible. Okay, let's remind ourselves that Acts chapter 17, verse 2 said, then Paul, as his custom was, went into them and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the scriptures. So the Bible says they kept the Sabbath, but they say Acts chapter 20, verse 7 shows a change. So let's look at verse 7 for a moment. Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. They say, aha, see, they met on Sundays. Now, let's break this down a little bit. Turn back to Leviticus 23, where your other finger or bookmark is. Leviticus 23 are the appointed times of the Lord. Chapter 23, verse 1 begins, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, as those of you who've been with me for any length of time know, the word saying means what follows is a quote. It's God-breathed. Remember Matthew 4:4, Messiah said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. These words came out of God's mouth. Verse 2 says, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. The English does not do justice to the Hebrew. The word translated feasts is the Hebrew word moedim, and it means appointed times or appointments. These are appointments God made to keep with mankind through our Messiah Yeshua. So hold up, four fingers on one hand, three on the other. There are seven of these appointed times in Leviticus 23. The first was Passover, which begins 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the 14th day of the first month. That's the very moment when Messiah died. He died at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The next one is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which teaches Messiah's burial. He was buried just before sundown, as the sun was going down. The third one, wiggle that little finger, is the first fruits of the barley harvest. That's when Messiah arose. So he was crucified, buried, and resurrected in the first three of those appointed times. The next one is the Feast of Shavuot, or weeks, that the church calls Pentecost, and that's Acts chapter 2. But right now, we have passed through Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits, right? And we're at a time called counting the Omer, because go to Leviticus chapter 23, verse 15. First fruits has just been celebrated, and the Lord says, you shall count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath. The day after the Sabbath was the day Messiah arose. From the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be completed. So you're supposed to count seven Sabbaths, and then the day after the seventh Sabbath, verse 16, count 50 days to the day after the seventh Sabbath, then you shall offer new grain offering to the Lord. That's the Feast of Weeks. It's called the Feast of Weeks because you count 7 weeks, or it's what's called Pentecost in the church today. It's the fulfillment of Acts chapter 2. So what are you supposed to count in verse 15? seven Sabbaths. Now go to Acts chapter 20. But don't start in verse 7. You got to start in verse 6 for context. If you take it out of its context, you make a verse a pretext. But we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, which means they've completed Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits. First fruits is always what day? The day after the Sabbath or Sunday. It says, and in 5 days, join them at Troas. Add 5 days to Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The next day is what? Friday, which begins the Sabbath. It says where we stayed 7 days. So they stay. They count the first Sabbath. And they stay another 7 days. And verse 7 now says, now on the first day of the week, it doesn't say any such thing. The Greek says, mia ton sabbaton. I knew the word wasn't week, that it was Sabbath. We've talked about that before. But it's not first either. That's what was new. If I say in English one versus first, what's the difference? One is a cardinal number, and first is an ordinal number. That is, it shows an order. One does not. You have the same thing in Hebrew. What's the word for one? Echad. What's the word for first? Rishon. You have the same in Greek. What is the word for one? Mia. For first is protos. So you would expect this to say in Greek. Now on the protos, but it's not. It's on the mia ton sabbaton, which means on one of the Sabbaths. That's what it literally says. Now on one of the Sabbaths. What Sabbaths? They're counting what? They're counting seven Sabbaths. So this is one of the seven Sabbaths between Passover and Shavuot or Pentecost. Now on the one of the Sabbaths, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. So when it comes toward midnight, I've told you before, that's Motzi Shabbat, the going out of the Sabbath. That's when you have the Havdalah service and you teach and you celebrate and you have a great time. If you're in Israel, everybody pours out to Ben Yehuda Street and gets ice cream, and it's a time of fellowship and celebration and dancing in the streets. So I always, or in the past, I realized that week is not right, that it's Sabbath plural. But I never caught the fact that it's not first. It's on one of the Sabbaths. That is the seven Sabbaths of the counting of the Omer between Passover and leavened bread and first fruits in the Feast of Weeks. The other proof that they give is in 1 Corinthians. Go to 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 16. And keep your finger in Leviticus. We're not done there yet. Oh, you can be done in Leviticus. Remember it says when you come up for the festivals, don't come empty-handed. You have to bring something for the poor. Remember that? I thought you would. First Corinthians 16 verse 2 says, now on the first day of the week, again, like in Acts, day is in italics because it's not there in the Greek. They just added that, the translators did, to try and make the English fit their theology. This is not the word first either. It's mia, and week is not week. It's Sabbath, plural. So it literally says on one of the Sabbaths, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. When they come up for the festivals, what are they required to bring? Something for the poor. Paul says, when I come by your fellowship, I will pick up that which you have laid aside for the poor, and I will take it back to the poor in Jerusalem. So neither of these has anything to do with Sunday. They both have to do with the Sabbath day.
What verse was that again?
1 Corinthians 16, verse 2. Day is in italics, which means it's not there. It was supplied by the translators, but first is not first. It's one. And week is not week, it's Sabbath. So it literally says on one of the Sabbaths. There was a great famine going on back in Jerusalem, and Paul was taking up collections for the poor back in Jerusalem from the various churches that he stopped at along his visit. And as we study Acts, we will see that the leaders of the apostles in Jerusalem said, when you go out, remember to take up collections for the poor in Jerusalem. And Paul says, the very thing that I was very happy to do. But we're